recorded. This sounds was recorded on April 4th, 1964.
Nice to see you.
Nice to hear you too.
But did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, I enjoyed myself really.
How is your friend Jessica?
She's not too good, love, and after getting the better of
her. Is her real name Jessica?
Yes, she's been named after Mother.
Is she a Jessica too then?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, they're both Jessies.
Jessies.
Jessica or Jessie or Jessica, I don't know quite.
You wasn't named after your mum, was you?
No, I wasn't named after
you. You were named after Valentino, weren't you?
Well, probably in a subconscious way, but we didn't know anything about it. So I was born on Valentine's Day, and my granny insisted I was called Valentine.
Valentino Guglielmi.
Pierre Philibert.
Well, Peter Williams doesn't sound all as exciting as the real thing, does it?
No.
To come and speak to you. I have been looking forward for this again very much, you know.
Yes.
I am not quite sure if you can hear me.
Yes,
because sometimes it is a little difficult, you know, to be absolutely certain if it is that one can be heard, you know.
Yes, I hear you perfectly.
Well, what shall we talk about?
I'll leave it to you.
Oh, you leave it to me. You throw the onus, as you say, on me. Huh?
That's right.
But there must be certain things that you have particularly in your mind that you would like for me to speak about.
Well,
remember, I have got to speak to Lynn Archer
you,
so I've got a busy day. I wish you could organize this rather differently, you know. It is a little bit sometimes too much, you know.
Yes, I know.
I think between you, you ought to try and decide which day is which, you know, because sometimes it is not always possible, and I would not like to disappoint anyone, but it is not a good idea for you to come at 10 o'clock and for Lynn and Giorgio to come at 11:30. And I don't think really it is a good idea in any way, you know.
No, I see.
For various reasons, and I think you know what I mean, apart from my aspect of it, also your own.
Yes, I know what you mean perfectly. Well, I think there's only about two things really. Mary Elliott, have you got any ideas about her health?
Well, of course. It is only a matter of time. Mm-hmm. And she is a remarkable woman, and really she should be in a home where she can be cared for. But of course, I don't suppose she would ever agree to that. but I don't think it can be so very long now before she comes over. Mm-hmm. Of course, she is a resident old war horse, you know. I don't know, she is an extraordinary character. I think it would be possible for her to continue a little longer, but I doubt very much if it can be more than a year, if that. It may well be that she can last longer, but it seems to me that it is nearing the end, you know.
Yes.
And I think it is best for her to, though she would not be happy if she could not have her own place, you know. She would not like to be in a place for old people. If she's in a hospital, she wants to get out as quick as possible, which is natural. But I am afraid that is very soon. I can't see how she could stay so very much longer on your side. It would be better for her to come here. I shall look forward to her coming very much. She is a very sincere person.
She seems to think that even now there's something she could do, you know. I mean, that keeps her going.
Well, that is good for her to feel like that. But at the same time, I think it is important that she rests and she does not do anything out of the ordinary. It is a pity that she has not got more friends, because after all, she has been a good worker, you know, in so many different ways. You would have thought that many people would go to visit her and help her. I don't understand these people, but that is life. You have been a very good friend, and I'm sure she appreciates it very much.
Well, I hope that she looks forward to my visits. I think she does. But I mean, she's getting to a stage where her mind's rather clouded at times, and 5 minutes afterwards she doesn't know what was happening.
She is, what, 82?
Something like that.
I should think, possibly 82. She talks a great deal. Sometimes she dwells more in the past than the present, although she probably would not like to admit it to anyone. Her thoughts are constantly in the past. But what seems so tragic is that in a woman like that, that she should be reduced to one little room, you know. It is so strange, because at one time I understood she was quite comfortably off.
Yes, I thought so too, but I don't know where that money's gone to. In any case, I feel that all these distressed gentle people, she's helped those and raised hundreds of pounds for them, and yet I would have thought that was the very thing she founded for, to help people.
Well, it is possible that they do not know of her case, you know. She is not the sort of person to go along and plead the poverty. I think if she were to go anywhere, she would put on all the appearance of being comfortably off. She would not let anyone know. I think she has herself to blame, and yet one cannot help but admire her. It is very sad, but she will be much, much better here, much happier. And I shall do everything I can to help her, of course.
Yes, I know that.
She does not admit it, but I know she loves me very much. She is a strange woman. And you? Do you love me very much?
Yes, of course I do.
Thank you very much. I would be very disappointed if you didn't say so. Of course I do.
Of course I do.
But as long as these people understand, you know, as one gets older, I think one becomes that much wiser anyway, to be sensible about these things. That is why sometimes I worry a little bit about our friend. I think she has not yet fully grasped the significance of, well, in some ways, yes, she has, but I won't say anything, because it is not perhaps good to say. What should we talk about? You're going to give another lecture, going to play the tabs to people, and I must think of things to say for you, so that they can be played, and people can listen, and they can learn, because that is important. Lots of people, even who understand or profess to understand about this subject, haven't really got the full realization of what it entails and what it means and what it can do. So many people just skimmer the surface, you know. They think because they have had experiences with seances and mediums, and they have had particular perhaps evidence for themselves, that is all there is to it. Actually, it is like just skimming, you know, because underneath there is so much that could be of real benefit. If people could grasp this truth, what it really is and what it really can achieve, After all, we do not make this tremendous effort just to come back, only to give people a momentary pleasure or comfort, or to tell them something that will be nice for them to listen to in regard to their personal lives or the future. All that may, to some extent, have its place, but it is by no means the most important thing. The important thing is to make people realize that they themselves, while yet on earth, with this knowledge and experience, can achieve a great deal, not only in regard to themselves, but more important still, as far as other people are concerned, as far as the world is concerned. And if only they would put into practice these things of the spirit that we endeavor to teach and to express, then their whole lives could be changed. They could be changed as individuals, their outlook would be happier and different, and they would feel the urge to work and to serve and truly be spiritually minded and spiritually desirous of doing the right things, the things that are of good, while yet on earth. In other words, it is wonderful to have this knowledge and this realization, but unless one does something about it, unless one exerts oneself, unless one endeavors to uplift others and take away a lot of the misconceptions that have arisen through ignorance in your world, unless one makes use of this truth in a real way so that it may change eventually the whole thinking of the world and in consequence bring a greater understanding and realization of the purpose of life, and it could do so much that is good if only people would make the effort and take the opportunity that is offered to them. So many spiritualists particularly are only sort of experiencing on the surface. They have not dealt, they have not received from our side the things that they should and could receive if they approach it in the right way and not just be content with these mundane things. So many people make the habit of going perhaps to meetings just for the sake of receiving a message, which invariably, when analyzed, has very little bearing and importance on themselves or their lives. It seems to me that people are content with the unimportant things and don't delve and do not make the effort to understand and to do everything, you know, that is good. It is a great pity, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
I would like one day to write a good book. Oh, perhaps I shall. Oh dear, I must not talk about books, because Lynn will be coming soon, and she wants to talk to me about her book.
Oh yes, I know that. Rudy, I've got another big tape recorder, and now anything that's of value to play to other people, I'm going to retape, so that any of the personal things that you talk about won't be heard by anyone else but Leslie.
Oh, I see. So in other words, it is all right to sometimes talk about ordinary things, but... I don't know. I suppose it is that now, more often than not, I'm more concerned with things that are of interest and value to others.
Yes, I know.
I like, of course, for you very much to have sometimes the personal things, because it gives you pleasure, and no doubt gives Leslie pleasure too, but I think he's a bit cross with me because I have not been able to bring book care. But it's not my fault.
I'm not cross, I'm just disappointed.
Oh, it will come, but it is important that when it comes it should be as good a print as possible, and that is what I want you to have. There have been very occasions when it has been very near, but people fail one. Not my fault. I cannot make people do things. I try to impress people, but if they will not do things, you cannot alter people like that. They have to be prepared to take responsibility and prepared to do things themselves, you know, on earth, that is. It's very difficult, you know, but when it comes, it will come. I'm sure of that. It will come and it will be all right. And other films too, I'm sure, eventually. I'm glad that they give you pleasure still, but I suppose, of course, after all, it is important, but I don't think so much now of those things. That is to be expected. I've been very much with Natasha, but you know, I think she is breaking up. I think she is beginning to go to the pieces, you know. Mm-hmm. I think you may read something about her soon in the paper.
Really, I was going to try sometime in the near future, try trace her. Do you think it would be advisable or not?
I don't think it would do any good. That is the trouble. She is not anxious, nor interested really to discuss the past with people. In any case, she has written 3 books and she's had this disappointment with them. They have not been very successful. She has not been able to publish them, only one. But, you know, I think it is that people will not accept it. There's a tragedy with Natasha. She is such a talented, clever person, and in her own way she is remarkable. But people, even in the film industry, you know, they would not really accept her. I think the only person that really accepted her was Asimova. You know, she did realize the girl had genius. She had a quality and a power, which even then, of course, it's very difficult to explain this to you. She is very talented, very clever, but men particularly are always suspicious of a clever woman. Perhaps I wasn't very like that myself. I could only see, well, I could see so much in her, but I realized, of course, even so, that she was fighting, in a way, a losing battle. Oh, how strange. When I look back, I see my life and everything, and I realize that it was a losing battle. I feel very sorry for her in many ways. She is too talented, and yet somehow she has not achieved anything of importance, and yet she should have done. It is a pity. Perhaps she will, even yet, who knows, but I think it is unlikely. I would like very much to talk with her. At one time, as you know, she was tremendously interested, and I think that to some extent she still is in this subject, but she is very much a recluse. She has traveled a great deal too, of course, but she does not seem to move very far now. But I think you may well hear of her in the coming months because of circumstances which I'm not going to go into detail now. But you will understand what I'm referring to when the time comes and you read in the paper. But it is best.
So is she in Europe or America?
America, New York. How are you in yourself? You seem much better. A little while ago you were not at all well.
No, I'm not.
You seem to have a very bad time.
Well, I've thrown all that off and I'm a lot better now, won't
it? I hope so, for your sake. Because I think, in a way, you have quite a little struggle with your job and everything, and now you are taking up an interest in doing this work with the tapes, and they occupy a lot of your time, and you go out and you play them for the people so that they can have some knowledge of this, which is very good.
You think it will open out a little bit?
Oh, eventually. But you see, it's got to go slow. I think it's better like that, you know, because you will gain a little more confidence each time and a little more experience and, it is like everything. You will gain the experience gradually and you will have more confidence. It will be better not to do too much too soon. You had a bad start.
Pardon?
You had a bad start.
Yes, I know.
It was unfortunate.
I know.
Your mama is here, she wants me especially. Oh, it reminds me, I don't know if I've ever told you, but your mama and I are quite good friends, you know. I see her often, and she asked me today to give you her love and her blessing, and she, of course, was with you when you went to the Guelph.
Oh, yes.
But she knows. And you know that she's not there.
Well, yes, actually, I don't feel very much emotion there, Rudy, at all. Because it doesn't mean anything. So, if you kind of someone down here and up there as well, it doesn't...
No, but it is it's symbolic. I mean, after all, it is where the physical remains are, and therefore it has some meaning. But, of course, it is not important when one realizes that the person, the reality, the individual is close to you often, you know, and in a happier state of being. The physical body is but the shell. But nevertheless, the physical body has had its importance after all. And I think it is natural to respect the place where a person's physical remains are, you know. I think it is good for you to go there. I think it is nice that you went. Your mama was with you. We all were with you. You know, I am very surprised. I spoke to Lynn about going to Castellaneta, and she says, no, I don't want to go to Castellaneta. I don't know why she was so strange. I thought Giorgio and she were very anxious to return to meet Luigi, and I was saying that evidently she is not interested very much in going returning to Castellaneta. Mind you, I understand in a way there's not much there. I didn't stay very long myself when I was there. But when I hear Lynn say this, I was so surprised. Which goes to show we don't know everything. Because I thought she was often sort of thinking, oh, how nice it would be to go back, you know. And she said, no, if I have the money, I have no desire to go back, you know.
No desire?
I don't know. She said, I've been there once, I've seen it, she says, so I don't want to go there
That's
again.
That's not the point, see, the place, it isn't one, we didn't just go to have a look at the place like a couple of tourists.
Well, I don't know, I was surprised, perhaps I should not say this, but I don't say this unkindly, but yeah. You just make me so surprised, because I think, why does she not want to go back? She was so happy when she was there. They have such a wonderful time and everything. I don't know, Lynn sometimes puzzles me. I think she gets very depressed and very disheartened. And I don't know what one can do for it, you know, because I know we make promises, but if we don't always seem to fulfill them, it is not that we are not still trying to bring them into being. It is just that we have much to contend with and we can only do what we can do, the best we can do. And we have to consider all sorts of things, and people are involved, and influencing them is not always easy. I don't know, I feel I understand how depressed sometimes she must be, but I wish she could understand that we do everything we can. And I wish I could help her more. She's very sincere, but... she does worry me sometimes, but you must not tell her this.
No, of course.
Anyway, I must soon go, because, you know, otherwise I won't have no breathers. Is that what you say?
Breathers.
Breathers, that's it. Oh, well, you understand. But nice to talk with you, and I come and talk to you again soon.
Yes.
But try to arrange it different, because yes. I think it is better.
All right.
I have to go.
Yes.
Arrivederci. God bless you.
Arrivederci.
Don't worry.
No, all right, I won't.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Mickey.
And don't you worry, Anna. No, I'll try not to. Well, I don't even need to worry about.
That's quite good, wasn't it?
Nice chat this morning.